beware, enemies of Arthur. Do you hear me? Beware. From now on, you answer to me.
What a blow. What a blow. Magnificent. Simply magnificent.
Now that you have recovered, sir, I bid you good day. But the next time you raise a spear to me, remember, you challenge the right arm of King Arthur.
Wait. I am King Arthur. Almost the late king.
I struck you. Oh, my God. Your Majesty, I am Lancelot du Lac. I heard of your noble order in France and I came to join. I beg your Majesty to forgive me. Not because I deserve it, but by forgiving me, I will suffer more.
Oh, really, my dear chap, I don't want you to suffer at all. I want to congratulate you. Please rise. And you too, Squire.
I can't, Your Majesty. I am too ashamed to lift my head.
Then I command you. I tell you, I've never felt a bash in the chest like it. It was spectacular. Where did you learn to do it?
My skill comes from training, Your Majesty. My strength from purity.
Oh, a unique recipe, I must say.
Oh. He's a unique man, Your Majesty. At the age of 14, he could defeat any jouster in France. His father, King Ban, made me his squire when he
King was... King Ban? Of Benwick? What did you say your name was?
Lancelot du Lac, Your Majesty.
Lancelot? My word, you're Lancelot. Of course, I was told you were coming.
You were told, Your Majesty?
Yes, by Merlin, our court magician. He said to me once, Arthur, be on the lookout for Lancelot du Lac from Castle of Joyous Guard. He will come to the court at Camelot and will be... What was it?
Your ally, if you will have me. Your friend, who has not friendship. Your defender, if you need one. Whose heart is already filled with you. Whose body is your sword to brandish. Did he prophesy this, Your Majesty? For all this I am.
Oh, really, my dear chap, it's more than one could hope for. More than one should ask.
Then you'll accept me.
Oh, yes, without hesitation. We must arrange for your knighthood immediately.
No, Your Majesty, not immediately. Not till I have proven myself. All you know of me now is words. Invest me because of deeds, sire. Give me an order.
Now?
Yes, now. This moment. Send me on a mission. Let me perform for you. Is there no wrong I can right? No enemy I can battle? No peril I can undertake?
Well, actually, there's not much going on today. The queen and some of the court have gone a-maying. I was on my way to surprise her when you surprised me.
Gone a-maying, Your Majesty?
Well, yes, it's sort of a picnic where you eat grapes and chase girls
around. A picnic, Your Majesty?
Well, yes, it's a custom we have here. England, you know, is the time for flower gathering.
Nice. Gathering flowers, Your Majesty?
Well, someone has to do it.
There's so much to be done.
Precisely because there is so much to be done.
Of course, sir.
And besides, it's civilized. Civilization should have a few gentle hobbies. And I want you to meet the queen.
I should be honored, Your Majesty. Now, take the horses to the castle. Feed them and dress them for battle.
For battle? But there's no one to fight today.
One never knows, Your Majesty. Enemies seldom take holidays.
Well, I suppose not. You know, Merlin...
What is it, Your Majesty? Have I offended you? Did I say something that displeased you?
Oh, no, Lancelot. I was simply remembering what Merlin said of you. How strange. How wondrous. He said that you would be the greatest knight ever to sit at my table. And that was, of course, before I had ever thought of a table. So he knew it would exist. I thought he meant the dining table. But he meant this, the round table. And I have discovered my future. I've done the right thing.
Did you ever doubt it, Your Majesty?
Oh, of course I did. Only fools never doubt. Welcome, Lancelot. Bless you for coming, and welcome to the table.
Thank you. I've been sleeping out 18 years.
Do forgive. No, it isn't proper, but there you are. I'll be with you in a moment. Oh, it stopped raining.
Who are you, my lord?
The name of King Pellinore. They may have heard of me. What?
Well, no matter. Now, you say you haven't seen a beast with a head like a serpent and a body like a boar.
Oh, please, I beg you, don't describe it again. It sounds much too revolting. We've not seen it.
Called a questing beast. What? The curse of the Pellinores. Only a Pellinore can catch her. Hope that is on his next kid. Family tradition. Train all the Pellinores with that very idea in mind.
Limited education, what?
By the way, where am I now?
Don't you know?
That was a foggy. Oh, very easy to laugh, what? But there's nothing jocular about it, yours truly. Always rollicking about after that beastly beast. Never know where you are, no place to sleep. And there's rheumatism in the winter and sunstroke in the summer. And all this horrid armor. Takes hours to put on, and then you're up all night polishing the beastly stuff. But I am a Pellinore, am I? It's my fate. Of course, sometimes I do wish I had a house of my own to live in.
Heads in it, and pillows, sheets, and oh my,
what? Come on, be a man. Now, what did you say I was?
I didn't, but I will.
Well, please do.
You're in Camelot.
Thank you. Camelot? The horrid. We've been through here before, haven't we? Well, look around. Oh, you wouldn't know. All you can see is hair. Haven't I before? Spent a lovely day here with a young fellow. Hello, you've changed your frock.
I'm here!
It's a lovely day here with a young fellow who used to change himself into a bunny rabbit. Name of Ward. Ever meet him, Lee?
Constantly. He's my husband, King Arthur of England.
By Jove, is he now? Oh, jolly good for him. Oh, that's what I call hitting on. Your spunny one was grand, simply grand. I liked him better when he was himself than when he was a bunny rabbit. Clean, domesticated little bunny, but I had a feeling he was mixing in with some very funny bodies. You say hello to him, won't you? Won't you? Take any more time, have you? On the phone, what? Come on, Corrin. Did you hear the news? You remember Ward, who used to change himself into the bunny rabbit? Well, he's changed himself into the King of England. I call that jolly clever.
My lord, I'm sure the king would love to see you again. Wouldn't you care to spend the night?
Spend the night? Come along, Corrin.
In a bed?
A bed?
Feather bed.
Would it have pillows?
Down pillows.
Ah. Oh, I'd love that. By George, I would. This is just too fine for words, man. Then might he sleep somewhere else?
Of course. Where would you like him to sleep?
Oh, anywhere around the castle would be fine. But the moat might be nice for him. I really don't like him very much, you see. He's no earthly good to me. Though he plays a bit of piano, but he's too heavy on the left paw. A spot of company, that's all. You see, Mrs. Green, when you get right down to brass tacks, he may look like an unmade bed, but actually he's a dog. No, he's a pointer. The only thing is, you can never quite be sure which way it is he's pointing. What? Easily do without him.
He shall sleep in the stable. Sir Sagamore, will you show our guests the way to the castle?
With pleasure, my lady.
Oh, this is just too fine for words, ma'am. Oh, what a day. There's even a hint of summer in the air.
Always on duty.
Yes, I can see that. Can you
indoctrination in noble Christian principles.
And whose abilities would serve as the standard, my lord?
Certainly not mine, your majesty. That would not be fair.
Not fair?
I would never ask anyone to live by my standards, to dedicate oneself to the tortured quest for perfection in both body and spirit. Oh, no. I would not ask that of anyone.
Nor would I. Tell me, my lord, do you mean to tell me that you have never been defeated in battle or in tournament?
Never.
I see. And I gather you consider it highly unlikely ever to happen in the future.
Fighting, your majesty.
How was the crossing? Did you have a rough ride on the channel?
Now tell me a little of your struggle for the perfection of the spirit.
But I want you to hear about the training program, Jenny.
Oh, but I'm much more interested in his spirit and his noble Christian principles. Tell me, my lord, have you come to grips with humility, please?
Humility, your majesty.
I think we'd better discuss the training program elsewhere, not here and not now. You look far too beautiful, my love, to have anything on your mind but frolic and flowers. Have a lovely day. And to all of you. Come, Lance. Quickly.
Good day, your majesty.
Good day to you, my lord.
By George, that Frenchman is an unpleasant fellow.
He seems to have the king wrapped around his finger.
He's so poisonously good.
He probably walked across the channel.
Sir Dinadan!
Your majesty.
When is our next tournament?
A week from Saturday, your majesty.
And who are our three best jousters?
Sir Lionel, Sir Sagramore, and with all humility, I, your majesty.
Sir Lionel!
Your majesty.
Do you recall the other night that I distinctly said to might serve as my escort at the next town fair? Well, I'm afraid there's someone who I must invite to drink with you, someone who plainly is beyond compare. That Frenchman's power is more tremendous than I have ever seen anywhere. And when a man is that stupendous, he by right should take me to the fair.
Your majesty, let me tilt with him and smite him. Don't refuse me so abruptly, I am born. Oh, give me the opportunity to fight him.